strength and eternal glory through Jesus Christ will fulfill, restore, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little while. To God be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. A word from our Holy Scriptures.
So, we've all had a week to ponder and adjust to the news that I will be retiring at the end of July this year. I know it was a surprise for many. Others were kind of expecting it. I know. As people left last Sunday, I received congratulations and understanding, along with expressions of sadness, my own too. I shed a few tears. I've received some very kind notes this week. Thank you for so much grace. I didn't put this in here. I got one other response this week that they were telling somebody, I hated Julia when she first came. They've grown to like me, if not love me. No, they've grown to love me, and I've grown to love them. I say that because there were some very interesting responses, but one of the other responses, probably the most common response after I heard congratulations and that they were going to be sad, was this: I don't like change. I don't like change. I get it. Many of us do not like some forms of change, and it got me wondering, why? Why don't we like change? Why aren't we really used to it, in fact? It's a common theme that runs through all of our lives. We can't avoid it. Why haven't we learned to deal with change in a constructive way? Because while change is normal, and perhaps the most inescapable and pervasive experience on earth, it still throws us off. Not all change, though. Not all sudden change. What we're really talking about when we say we don't like change is change that we didn't choose, that comes at us suddenly and unexpectedly, and that we perceive anyway as unfavorable, unwanted, and unexpected. That's the kind of change we don't like, mostly. However, there are some changes, sudden changes, that we would welcome with open arms. The news of a new child or a grandchild on the way, that makes people happy. Winning the lottery, or a significant prize, or coming into some unexpected money, that's good change. Getting a promotion or a raise when you're not expecting it, or a beloved relative is coming to see you. These are all sudden, but they're welcome changes. And in fact, celebrated and joyful. They're wanted. They make us happy. So, when we actually are talking about not liking change, we're talking about the things that we think will change our lives adversely. That's what we're talking about. Or we think they will. And sometimes they do, and we still have to deal with them. So I want to get a little more specific about them. It's not change that we can't deal with. We have all dealt with it. We're all here. We've dealt with some adverse changes in our lives, a great deal of it, and we have survived it. We're able to do that. So what we're really talking about when we say we don't like change, what we're really talking about is we don't like the feelings we have with change. We don't like the feelings that come up whenever those kinds of changes take place. We don't like to feel sad. We don't like grief or sorrow or loss, disappointment or fear, uncertainty, vulnerability, pain, and all of those other feelings that come with change that we may not want and we're not prepared for. Somehow we have been taught to believe that some feelings are bad. and that if we feel them, somehow we think maybe we're flawed or damaged as well when we feel them, which of course is the furthest thing from the truth. We often learn some of these beliefs as young children. We weren't allowed to feel certain feelings or express them because the adults around us couldn't handle them. So we learn to suppress any so-called negative or bad feelings in order to keep those around us loving us. Just keep things happy and light and hopeful, even if we don't feel that way. Anybody heard this one? Keep a stiff upper lip. How many were told when they fell down and scraped their knees as a kid or had some kind of injury or whatever, and they started to cry, just suck it up and keep going, right? It's pretty common. What about this one? If you don't stop crying, everybody knows, I'll give you something to cry about. Balderdash. Humans, surprisingly, have never been really good at feelings with their emotions, even though they are the impetus behind most of our actions and reactions. We start by responding to things with our emotions. Then we move to reason or not. We aren't, and this is a real shame, we aren't taught a lot about emotions, even when it's more likely for our feelings to get us into trouble or undermine things in our lives if we don't know how to identify our emotions and deal with them. We need to learn to deal with our emotions in healthy ways. This is huge because as humans, we are actually ruled by our emotions. Unless we can identify and learn from them and deal with them in healthy ways and apply reason to what's going on in our lives. And a lot of people never get there. They get stuck in their emotional turmoil. And I'd be willing to say that so much of the trouble that's happening in the world today is due to people's emotions and people not acting reasonably. Just look at how people respond to things, how they respond to the news on Facebook postings or social media or stuff like that. People are reacting out of their emotions, not reasonably. And it's causing all kinds of trouble. The average person feels about 400 emotions a day. 400, that's a lot of feeling. And when we try to suppress some feelings, not feel them. I was taught this as a young person. I was only allowed a small fraction of the emotions to express them. When we suppress our feelings or are told not to express them or we try to deny them, we actually go to war within ourselves. And that leads to nothing good. It actually often leads to depression or anger or despair when we don't identify our emotions and deal with them. The antidote, and it's not easy, is to learn to be present to yourself, to identify what emotions are going on a regular basis, and accept and befriend all of them as normal. All of our emotions are normal. No emotion is bad. It has taken me most of my lifetime to get to this place where I can be present to my emotions, where I can feel them and I can express them and even befriend them, even the ones we label as negative. They're all there to teach us something, to show us how to be human and compassionate with others. How does this relate to change? We can get better with change if we can better accept how we feel about things. We don't have to like everything we're going through. Yet, our emotions are our teachers. They're just normal. We as humans were made to feel all of them. Some people have stuffed their emotions down so deep they don't know how to get in touch with them. We have to let them come. All of them. There are ways to deal with them, and I'm just going to share a few today. I'm going to share one more that I didn't put in here. Go to counseling. If you're dealing with, you know, all these emotional things and you feel overwhelmed, go get some help. One of the best things, though, if we're overwhelmed by feelings, and one of the healthiest ways to release our feelings, cry. Cry. Have a good cry. Crying is a very positive response to strong feelings, be they sadness, grief, anger, overwhelm, or joy. Cry. Turns out that letting your emotions flow through your eyeballs can be cathartic. That is, expressing strong emotions can bring on some good, positive things in your life. A good cry can reduce stress, bond you more closely with others, and reduce physical pain even. There's some really, really good things about having a good cry. It's important. It's really good to cry. The American Psychological Association says that women cry an average, how many do you think, times a year? How many times do women cry a year on average? Guess? 100? How many? Daily. Pretty close. That's about an average, 30 to 64 times a year. That's how often people cry. Women cry. I know, you're over the average, Jody. How often do men cry? How often? Right in the middle, twice. 5 to 17 times a year. 5 to 17. Now that's interesting, eh? Because all of us have the capacity for tears, to cry, all of us. And yet we allow women to cry more than men. And I don't think that's good necessarily. Jesus cried publicly. In fact, he's one of the only people in Scripture that we are told cried in front of other people. It's what we do, it's what we can do, and it's healthy to do when we feel things intensely. And there's one other very important thing that we can do when we need to release our emotions. The writer of 1 Peter says, cast all your cares on God because God cares for you. Sometimes we just need that release of handing over the things that are going on in our lives. Because he goes on to say, there are lots of things in the world that can tempt and devour us. He uses the devil as a metaphor for those things. But there are lots of things in the world that seems to devour us if we get overwhelmed and feel helpless. So one of the best ways to unburden ourselves is to talk to God, because God will carry what we cannot. Have you ever watched young children fall and hurt themselves or be disappointed or angry or whatever, and they run to a trusted adult, a parent, a grandparent, another trusted adult, and they just sob their little hearts out on your shoulder? And then after a while, the tears dry up and they squirm down and they run and do whatever they're going to do. Sometimes we need to do that as well. We need to have a good emotional purge and turn it over to God. We don't do it enough. Some of the most profound prayers I ever prayed are tears to God. It is cathartic and healing and healthy. Change happens. It will for the rest of our lives. We can learn to live into it better when we befriend the feelings that come with change. When we accept all of our feelings as not only normal, but okay. When they overwhelm us, take them to God, because God loves you more than you can ever know and welcomes everything we are and everything we feel. Learn to identify your feelings. Have a good cry regularly. And take it to God, because God has big shoulders, big enough for all of us. Let's take a moment for reflection.